just thinking of a thought for, if it was just afforded us this afternoon, to be encouraged by your word, to hear what you have to say to us, and that we might be a people, as we wait for you, Lord, that you might be, that we might be a rejoicing people.
Yes.
So help us. We pray for the person that you would raise up to be able to encourage us as he himself is encouraged by you. So we pray, our God, give us a word that will meet our need. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Saints of God, I have a short word to share with you this morning, as the Lord enables me, and I trust that you will benefit from what the Lord has for you this morning. I don't want to take all the time, but I have some things that I'd like to share from the Word. Let's turn in our Bibles to Psalm 62. Psalm 62. Psalm 62 and verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Now this is the phrase that I want us to think on. Trust in Him at all times. Trust in Him at all times. The Lord would have us to trust in Him at all times. Even when things go wrong in our lives, so-called, we pass through trials, we are tested on all sides, we have no place to turn, it seems, but we can turn to the Lord. The Lord is always there for us. Amen. He is always able to help us, to succor us, the word is. And if we turn to Him, He will not deny us His love. He will help us. He wants us to trust in Him at all times. And I feel like in my own life, I've benefited from this because I give in prayer everything to the Lord. Or I should give in prayer everything to the Lord. And in doing this, especially in my decisions, He helps me. Now, we have another portion that I'd like to share with you in connection with this, found in Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 34. Psalm 34 and verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But the first part of the verse, I will bless the Lord at all times. So now there is another thing that we should be doing at all times. What does it mean to bless the Lord? I looked it up in a good Bible dictionary, and it said, and I believe this is true, that we should praise the Lord at all times and thank Him at all times. If we can praise Him at all times and thank Him at all times, well, we will be walking with the Lord in the right way. We will be doing His will in our lives. We will be bearing whatever comes, whatever burdens come to us, whatever trials come to us, we will be bearing them up. We will not be downcast by it. We will not be defeated by it. We will be strengthened by it because the Lord is with us. The Lord helps us. The Lord is our strength. So we have these three things. Trust in the Lord at all times. Thank the Lord at all times. And praise the Lord at all times. Now there's another thing. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 106. Psalm 106 and verse 3. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Now we have another at all times. He that doeth righteousness at all times. What does that mean, to do righteousness at all times? Well, righteousness in the scriptures means to think righteously. To have righteous thoughts, to have right thoughts, and to have right actions. Action thoughts lead to actions. And if we have right thoughts and right actions, we will be doing those things that are right before the Lord. And the Lord would have us do righteousness at all times. Now, sometimes we fail. Sometimes we sin. What do we do in those cases? We fail the Lord. What do we do in those cases? Well, the scripture tells us there is a remedy for it. And it's found in 1 Epistle of John, chapter 1. 1 Epistle of John, chapter 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why is he faithful and just to forgive us our sins when we commit them? Because he has paid for them on the cross. He has taken them away. And we are free from our sins as we trust him. And he also will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We don't cleanse ourselves from all unrighteousness. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness by his Spirit and by himself. He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we confess our sins, there is an ongoing operation by the Spirit to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, so that we find ourselves not even doing these things, sins anymore. We're walking in him. We have a verse in Proverbs 29. Turn to it. Proverbs 29. And I'd like to close a short word with this. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But this, the next clause. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now, this was for the people of Israel, that they might keep the law. This was the law of Moses, that they might keep the law of Moses. Everything that the Lord told Moses to do for the people, for the children of Israel, he gave them, and they were to follow the law of Moses. They were to follow God in what God told Moses for the people. But for us, it's no longer the law of Moses, but for us it's the law of Christ. If we want to be happy here, we should be walking with the Lord in his way, doing these four things: trusting him at all times, praising him at all times, thanking him at all times and doing righteousness at all times, especially in our decision making, that we might decide things according to the will of God in our lives. I pray that the Lord might bless you in your life with him as you walk here, and may your blessing turn to the blessing of others.